If you don't trust yourself, then you're always looking outside to other people to tell you what to do, what to believe, when to do it, how hard to go at it, etc. But when you can trust yourself, then you have this incredible 24/7 resource and friendship. Hey, beautiful. This is Aminata Soul Plant Walker Firewoman, and I am the host of the Mother Tree Network, where spirituality and earth wisdom meet racial justice and women's leadership. Hey, gorgeous. Aminata here, and I am so excited to announce season 2 of the Mother Tree Network podcast. We had over 50 episodes in season 1, and I said, okay, when the Chinese New Year gets here, which is February the 10th, the new moon in February, we're going to start season 2. So I want to tell you what you can look forward to and why it's important for us to start season 2 with this new moon. The second thing is I've really gotten clear that this podcast is about attracting people just like you who are rooted in love, who are rooted in or who are reaching for a whole new paradigm of living and being on this earth, and connecting you with people who have a message, who have a practice, who have some guidance for you. So how you can stay inside of that vibration, or how you can live that out in your day-to-day life. Now I want to talk to you about why the new moon in February. Well, the new moon in February ushers in the beginning of the new year. You know, according to the Chinese and traditional Chinese medicine, it's also the very, 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 very beginning of spring. It's when that seed that's in the ground shifts its position so that when it starts to send up little tendrils, it will be sending up tendrils through the earth and toward the sky. So nothing happens above ground right now, but there's a shift that has happened, or that will be, you know, felt around the new moon, that tells us that we're moving into a new season. And I want to talk with you about the season that we're moving into, spring. For me, spring is the beginning of the new year. I've never felt like, oh my gosh, January 1 feels like in my body a time for something new. No, January 1 in my body feels like it's a time to reflect. It feels like it's still time to cozy and snuggle down, you know, be protected and to rest. So this winter, I have very consciously, along with other people in the Mother Tree community, been resting and feeding my roots. Because that's what trees do in the winter. They store energy in their roots. So they actually have some gumption, some wherewithal to send, you know, the sap up and to start to germinate these buds and things when the weather gets warmer. So early spring, which is where we are when you hear this broadcast, I want you to continue storing energy in your roots. Do things that build energy at the root level. So in my case, I do a yoga nidra practice almost every day. I spend half an hour or more following a yoga nidra teacher on YouTube. I'd be happy to share it with you in the show notes. And that helps me to build energy. It's like, it doesn't take anything out of me to do yoga nidra. Whereas some other kinds of physical activity, you're going to, you know, you're going to have to expend a lot of energy. So this is a time to build energy, to do physical activity that actually replenishes you more than requires you to exert yourself, in my opinion. And the other thing that about winter that we're transitioning out of is rest. So I don't know about you, but winter for me is when my body slows down and it just wants to rest a little more. It wants to take naps. I want to do sound healing. When I feel like in the middle of the afternoon, a slowdown, I don't push myself usually. Instead, I'll do something restorative like a sound healing or a yoga nidra or a meditation that just helps me to recollect myself and to protect my energy. One of the things I learned from the Mukund, who is a founder of Healing Cultures, is that we should not go to bed having completely depleted ourselves. We should always have a third of our energy in reserve that we can use to actually restore ourselves as we rest. So if you ever go down to empty, you've gone down too far. You should only go down to one third. And if you're someone like me who's usually working that gas tank, thinking, how much further can I get on this, you know, this E? I want you to shift that a little bit and start playing with a third, protecting a third of your energy each day. So I'm excited about spring, because in spring, we're going to focus on regenerating with the earth. We're going to focus on feeding our roots and restoring. In fact, we're going to spend most of our time in the Mother Tree community focusing on restoring. What do I mean by restoring? Restoring energy, but really restoring trust. Really forging relationships with the many parts of ourselves and giving them what they need, so that when we want to break through the soil and do that more outward work and be more visible, we don't have parts inside of us who are resisting, who are sabotaging, who are really, you know, like throwing a big ass tantrum. No, we want to use this springtime, this early springtime, to restore trust with those parts of ourselves. How do we do that? Well, I like internal family systems. I like that whole methodology where you look inside of your body and you find out which feelings are in with which parts of your body, and you dialogue with that. I definitely have talked about this before, so I will definitely put something in the show notes so that you can follow along if you want to investigate this. But restoring trust. Part of restoring trust is finding out what the different parts of you are feeling and what they need, and then giving that to them. So if they need more rest, or if they need to go slower, or if they need you to set a boundary, or if they need you to honor a boundary, all of that is part of cultivating trust, cultivating self-trust. What's so important about self-trust? Well, think about it. If you don't trust yourself, then you're always looking outside to other people to tell you what to do, what to believe, when to do it, how hard to go at it, etc. But when you can trust yourself, then you have this incredible 24/7 resource and friendship. You know, when we don't trust ourselves, we tend to not be friendly with ourselves, and we need to get all of our comfort from outside of ourselves, and you know, we feel lonely, we feel bored, we feel guilty, we feel stressed. You know what I mean? But when you build that trust with yourself, when you build that friendship with yourself, you are your biggest backer. You are your biggest resource. And so this spring, inside the Mother Tree community, we're going to really be focusing on feeding our roots and building up, restoring trust, so that we can break through the soil and start to roar. Another way for that, think about that, is to propagate. But it first starts under the ground. It first starts within the parts of us that other people can't see, but that we are responsible for. So that's what you can look forward to this spring, is rooting, restoring trust, and finally breaking through that soil and roaring. And our guests are going to take us on that journey. So thank you for being with me. Please be sure to follow us if you're on Apple, or to give us a review, or to pass us on to a friend who you think needs this kind of message and this kind of energy in their lives. We need you, and we appreciate you.